राम राम हरे 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 कृष्ण। यू आर ऑल वेलकम फॉर मॉर्निंग श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास एट इस्कॉन वृंदावन। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम टेंथ कैंटो व्हिच इज द वेरी ब्यूटीफुल स्माइलिंग फेस ऑफ श्री कृष्ण एंड वी आर इन चैप्टर 8 वेयर द नेम गिविंग सेरेमनी ऑफ लॉर्ड श्री कृष्ण इज परफॉर्म and there are other wonderful childhood pastimes which are specifically to nourish the vatsalya prem. Actually this pastime of name giving ceremony took place earlier than Tranavart deliverance, but now Srila Sukadeva Goswami is starting describing this pastime, and Vasudeva, the father of Krishna and Balaram from Mathura, has inspired and requested the family Prohit or a family guru or a family priest to go to Gokul and do the name giving ceremony for Krishna and Balaram. So Garga Acharya arrived at Gokul and well received with all wonderful prayers and due respect to a saintly person. And then very humbly Nanda Baba, glorifying the Garga Acharya as personification of astrology and all Vedic literature. And then he is requesting that the time for my both sons for names giving ceremony, Namakarana Sanskar, is due, and a personality like yourself, by the desire of Sri Krishna, just to purify us, has arrived here. It will be most fortunate if you can do this name giving ceremony for my two sons. Though Garga Acharya came for this purpose, but he is speaking this verse with the intention that the ceremony should not be very elaborate, inviting all the people. It should not be known in the Braj. Why? The reason he is giving. Because till now, whatever the ceremonies, Nanda Baba has performed the Nanda Utsav, the appearance day of Lord Sri Krishna, the next day, was gorgeous. Then Uthan ceremony, when Krishna turned the back, there was a big ceremony. So many, all the Brajvasis came there. So he has all the big functions. Garga Muni's intention is that this function should not be very gorgeous, elaborate, The reason he is giving, so we are reading the verse number 7. Shri Garga Vacha. Yadunam Aham Acharyah. Khyatascha Bhuvi Sarvada. Sutam Maya Sanskritam Te. Manyate Devaki Sutam. Shri Garga Vacha. Yadona Maham Acharya. Khyatascha Bhuvi Sarvada. Sutam Maya Sanskritam Te. Manyate Devaki Sutam. Shri Garga Vacha. Yadona Maham Acharya. Khyatascha Bhuvi Sarvada. Sutam Maya Sanskritam Te. Manyate Devaki Sutam. Shri Garga Vacha. Yado Namaham Acharya. Khyatascha Bhuvi Sarvada. Sutam Maya Sanskritam Te. Manyate Devaki Sutam. Shri Garga Vacha. Yado Namaham Acharya. Khyate Cha Bhuvi Sarvada. Sutam Maya Sanskritam Te. Manyate Devaki Sutam. So as we were saying that Garga Acharya was sent by Vasudev to do this job. But his intention was that the ceremony should be performed in secularization without much advertisement and pomp and very gorgeously. And for that, he is giving this reason. What is saying Garga Acharya, Vacha, it means these are the words of Garga Acharya. So Garga Acharya says, Garga Muni said, Yadunam of the Yadu dynasty, Aham I Acharya, the priestly guide. So every dynasty or family has their family, Prohit, Acharya or priest. This is a Vedic system. There should be definitely, everybody should have their family, Prohit, for guidance on the spiritual path. It is said Pandavas, when they were escaping from the fire of the Lakshagraha and wandering in the forest, then Chitrarath told to the Pandavas, you are suffering because you don't have your family priest. So then the Pandavas accepted Dhaumya as their family priest. As soon as Pandavas accepted the Dhaumya as their family priest, they came to the Maharaj Drupad's kingdom and they won the Drupadi and they came back and then they were always guided by Dhoni. So Garga Acharya is a family priest of Yadu dynasty. Dhaumya Rishi is a family priest of Pandavas. Bhaguri Rishi is a family priest of Vrishabhanu, the father of Srimati Radharani. His name is Bhaguri Rishi. Also there is a Sandalya Rishi in a Skanda Purana. The glories of Bhagavatam, Sandalya was there to tell Parikshit about the Vrindavan. So there are always family priests. Now the family priest tradition is completely forgotten by this modern civilization. They have family doctors now. They have family doctor, but there are no family priests. So this is a very problematic situation. It means they are sick. They are sick, so they have family doctor. If they would have been healthy, they should have family priest. So kul prohit is called kul prohit. It's not exactly spiritual masters, but they are taking out, they are carrying out the function of sanskara. The word here is sanskara. So Garga Acharya is saying, I am the family priest of Yadu dynasty. And then he's saying, khyatam. Khyatam means I am very famous. Everybody knows this. Khyatam. It's already known. Khyati means well known. It's well known. Bhuvi means on the planet, on the earth. I am well known as the family priest of Yadu dynasty. Bhuvi, sarvada, always, everywhere people know about me, that I am the family priest of Yadu dynasty. Then he's saying, sutam maya sanskritam te. Te means your. Nanda Baba, if I perform sanskar, sanskritam means purification. And these sanskar are 16 sanskar in a Vedic tradition, right from Garbhadhansadan sanskar to the last rite of Agni sanskar. There are 16 sanskar, and Nanda Baba has performed Jatakarma sanskar at the birth of Lord Krishna, then was doing Uthan and other ceremonies. Now is the time for Namakarana sanskar, usually within 100 days. So Jiva Goswami writes within 100 days, the Namakarana sanskar or name giving ceremony should be performed. Otherwise, there may be many variety of name for a baby, and baby will be confused, really, what is my name? So it should be definitely given within at least 3 months. Name giving ceremony, 90 days is like more or less 3 months. So if I perform the name giving ceremony of your son, the word is sutam. Because it was well known that Balaram is Rohini's son and Rohini is Vasudev's wife. So it was very, very clear. There's no doubt about that. But if I give the name-giving ceremony of your son, Krishna, who is going to be, would be, then what will be the problem? Manyate, people will believe and they will accept. Devaki sutam. There's your son is son of Devaki. Because Kansa is actually very much in anxiety to find out where is the eighth child of Devaki gone. Because that baby, a divine baby, the eight-handed Mahashakti, which Kansa saw as the eighth child, he was still doubtful, because she told that the one who is going to kill is already born. So this big ceremony of name giving for your son, if I will perform, being a head priest of the chief priest of the Yadu, the people will doubt that this is the son of Devaki, and that will be a disaster for your son and your whole family and community, because Kansa is very cruel. So this was the intention of the words. Now we can read Srila Prabhupada's translation. Garga Muni said, "Dear Maharaj, dear Nanda Maharaj," the word "te" is for Nanda Maharaj. It's not Nanda Maharaj in a verse, but "te" means your. And out of respect, Srila Prabhupada said, "Dear Nanda Maharaj, my dear Nanda Maharaj." My dear Nanda Maharaj, when somebody say, it means he has a great affection for that person. Otherwise, he will not say, "My dear Nanda Maharaj." So what Prabhupada, the inner feeling is that he actually loved Nanda Maharaj, and he came to give the name for the children. It was his great fortune. And he was also knowing that Nanda is also Yaduvansi. He's also, Garga Macharya is also knowing that Nanda is a Yaduvansi. Their grandfather, the Devamid, has two wives. One was a Kshatri, and she gave birth to the Sursen, and the Vasudev is son of Sursen. The other wife of Devamid, she gave birth to Prajanya, and Prajanya has five sons, and Nanda Baba is middle one. So actually Nanda Baba is also Yaduvansi, because he is descendant of Devamid. And Devamid has on one line going as a Vasudev, other line going as a Nanda Baba. He was knowing this. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada, when he is writing, my dear Nanda Maharaj. Otherwise, Nanda Maharaj is a king of the coward community. My dear sir, something like that. Normally, if it would have been no intention to give name-giving ceremony, then he should have used the other word, Prabhupada. My dear sir, oh great ruler of the coward community. No, he said, my dear Nanda Maharaj, which means he has affection. And he came for this purpose. So by the Prabhupada, this one word is actually giving the insight. Only Garga Maharaj is, Garga Acharya is simply trying to make the ceremony very secret. Though it is a sacred, it must be secret. Prabhupada says, "I am the priestly guide of Yadu dynasty. This is known everywhere." So from this it is understood that in a Vedic tradition, all the dynasties have their priest and they were known. All the dynasties have their priests and they were known. So this was a tradition, that it means they have family tradition, they have family priests, they have all the Vedic rituals in the family. It means they are Sanskrit. If you have a family priest, it means you are undergone purificatory process. The opposite word for sanskar is vikar. Vikar means sanskar means purification, and vikar means transformation. There's one meaning of vikar is transformation, but the vikrit means actually degraded, or really is a vikari. This person is a vikari, means he has so many impurities. So the impurity of the birth and all these things has to be purified by sanskar. So sanskar is a purificatory process. So Srila Prabhupada, therefore, if I perform purificatory process, Prabhupada is writing, sanskar means purificatory process. If I perform purificatory process for your sons, This is for your sansa. Now it is in a, basically in Sanskrit, the word is sutta. The only one word is sutta. Now it says sutam. Sutam, sutam. Sutam means singular, it's not double or it is not plural. Right? But basically, I can do the ceremony for Balaram because I can do that because I am priest of the Vasudev and he is Vasudev's son. Everybody knows he is Rohini's son. Sometimes it is said, well, Rohini was the Vasudev was imprisoned as he was a house arrest in Mathura and he was living with his all queens. When Rohini became pregnant, when she was 7th month of pregnancy, at that time Akrurji has taken Rohini on a mare, on a she-horse, and transferred to Nanda Baba. Exactly it is in a Jiva Goswami's Gopal Champu, it said at 7th month from the place she was living with Vasudev, she was transferred to the Nanda Baba's house. Why? Because they were friends outwardly, but inwardly they were brothers. They were cousins actually, their grandfather was one. Oh, she was living there. And she gave birth to Balaram, it was also well known. So for Balaram I can do. So here is saying, Prabhupada is writing, your sons. This means Nanda Baba was not distinguishing between his son and Vasudev's sons. He has same affection for both. This was his magnanimity. He was Mahamana and he has considered both his own sons. And this already we have read when Vasudev and Nanda Baba met after a long time after the birth of Krishna in Mathura in a garden. Then Vasudev told, my son Balaram must be accepting you as a father and you are carrying him. He told that because he is not, Balaram has not seen me. Balaram has not seen Vasudev, so he was only considering that Nanda Baba is my father, and Nanda Baba was equally affectionate to both. And therefore, the word is saying, your sons. Kans will consider them the son of Devaki. Though there is no word Kans in the verse. In the verse there is no word Kans. Manyate, manyate means, who will manyate? Manyate means, consider, accept, concern. Because he is only searching for the son of Devaki. Oh, he knows the Balaram is Rohini's son, but he will be doubtful. He will consider manyate. Who will consider? Concern. I am not. You have no fear from anybody else, but concern is definitely searching for the son, 8th son of Devaki. The Kans will consider them. Them means both. One is, but the other also. And Prabhupada has put the word them with a T capital. It means both are God. This Prabhupada's writing is so perfect. He has written the word them, T with capital. It means they are not ordinary children. So how can Garga Acharya miss this opportunity of being the name-giving priest of the Supreme Personality of the Godhead and his first expansion? So he will be very pleased to do that. Usually these priests were hankering to get this type of opportunity. It will come, I think, after some time that Sandipuni Muni, he was in Banaras, in a Varanasi. But he was too eager that I will get the opportunity to be the instructing teacher for the Krishna and Balram, so he came all the way to Avantika. He just came for that purpose. The Vasishtha, he was not actually interested to be priest. Because generally priestly order is not highly spiritually esteemed order, because they have to depend upon the charity of their yajman or their followers. So priestly order is not really like topmost in a Brahminical society. That is what we have learned in Bhagavatam when the family priest of the demigods, Brahaspati, become upset with them, and then they were advised to accept the Vishwarup as a priest. Vishwarup said, I don't want to be priest because this is not really very high for a Brahman. The Brahman should depend upon Krishna, not on any of his followers. So, but still, Vasishtha said, then Brahma told Vasishtha, if you become the priest of this dynasty, which is Raghuvansa, then you will have the great fortune to be the spiritual master for Supreme Lord Sri Ram, Ramachandra. So these priests, they are very fortunate and very eager and enthusiastic to directly see the Supreme Lord. And they have, and the Supreme Lord has a high respect and reverence for priestly order, because they are very happy. So Prabhupada is writing this word T with a capital, sons of Devaki. So one is Roineshwar is clear. Now Srila Prabhupada is writing, Garga Muni indirectly disclosed. Srila Prabhupada is saying, Garga Muni indirectly disclosed. Disclosed that Krishna was son of Devaki and not of Yashoda. Though when Garga Muni will perform the name giving ceremony, he will tell, this your son Nanda was previously son of Vasudev. So Garga Acharya was knowing that Vasudev or Devaki also has his son. Nanda Baba also has a son. But this son was also born to the Devaki Vasudeva earlier. But apparently, for the common people, it is well known that Devaki and Vasudeva has a four-handed Vasudeva Krishna in a second part of the Rohini Nakshatra, Dvitiya Charna. And his name was Vasudev Krishna, and on this baby Krishna, who appeared as four-handed, inspired and ordered Vasudev to take me to the Gokul and exchange with the daughter of Yashoda. So though it is a secret, nobody knew this. Nanda never thought like that. This Vasudev confirmed that Nanda was not knowing the secret that I exchange my son with his daughter. But Garga Muni, by saying this, is actually disclosing the secret that Krishna is son of Devaki. And that is also right. He is called Devaki Nandan. But also he is called Yashoda Nandan. So he has two mothers. Balaram is also called Devaki Nandan. This is a question asked by Parikshit Maharaj. How Balaram is a seventh child of Devaki and he is also a child of Rohini without change of body? The tenth canto, this is the question asked by Parikshit Maharaj. How Balaram can be son of the both mothers? So Dev Balaram is also Devaki Nandan. Yes, therefore he was in a womb of Devaki and then transferred to the womb of Rohini by Yoga Maya. So it is very interesting and inconceivable that both are son of both. Balaram is son of Devaki and Rohini, and Krishna is son of Devaki and Yashoda. This is very interesting and inconceivable that two mothers are glorified with the name of Lord as their dear Vatsalya Prem mother, Devaki Nandan, Yashoda Nandan. So Srila Prabhupada says, Garga Muni has disclosed the secret. And then he was actually making Nanda Baba to understand the seriousness of the situation. Kans was already searching for Krishna. There is no name given till now as a Krishna. So Kans is searching for the eighth child of Devaki, which Srila Prabhupada is announcing is a Krishna. Krishna is the eighth. And he was born at both places. We already discussed at the birth ceremony of Krishna, the janam of Krishna, that he was simultaneously born to Devaki and Yashoda. Only the differences of Rohini Nakshatra, second portion is Vasudev Krishna and third portion is Yashoda Krishna. In a one Nakshatra there are four sections, or four division of one Nakshatra, or four, one, two, three, four. So Devaki gave birth to the Krishna in a second portion of the Rohini Nakshatra, and Yashoda gave birth in a third portion of the Rohini Nakshatra. But she also gave birth, and the two reasons given by our acharyas, one reason given is that Jat Karma Sanskar was performed by Nanda Baba, which means cutting the connection with the mother of the umbilical cord. So if the baby was brought from the Mathura, it is not possible to bring with an umbilical cord. It means there must be a baby born from Yashoda which is connected with the Yashoda. And that cutting of the umbilical cord is called Jat Karma Sanskar. And Nanda Baba performed this. It means the boy baby is born there also. And the other reason given by the Acharya is Krishna told to the Yoga Maya, you appear as my younger daughter, Anuja. So if there is no older brother, then how can be a younger daughter, younger sister? You can only have a younger sister if you have an older brother. It means Yashoda also gave birth to a baby boy and a girl. The baby boy is Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna and the girl is Yoga Maya, which though Devaki was too attached to that girl actually, in one sense, feeling that, oh, this is the daughter of my dear friend Yashoda. I sacrificed my sons, but I must try to protect the daughter of Yashoda. So Yoga Maya thought, oh, here is the mother, she wants to love me. So she came as a Subhadra. She came as a Subhadra, as a daughter of Devaki. Again she came because she was very much pleased and appreciated Devaki's attachment to that baby. So she came as a younger sister of Krishna again, as a Subhadra there too. So Krishna appears simultaneously. So now there are two Krishna. One is born to Devaki, one is born to Yashoda. What is the difference between the two? There is no difference. But there is a difference. The no difference means the both are same Supreme Personality of Godhead. But the difference is that the Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna, the original personality of the Godhead, Govindam Adi Purusham, he only appears as son of Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj in one day of Brahma. In seventh Manvantar, in the rule of seventh Manu, in the 28th cycle of the Yuga, and at the last portion of that Yuga, the last 1,000 years of that Yuga, it's called Yuga Sandhi. So that is Krishna. It was his schedule time. Chaitanya Charitamrita writes that Swayam Bhagavan Krishna was scheduled to appear. It was his time, which is regular appearance. But this time, somehow, Mother Earth, through Brahmaji, has requested Lord to take avatar to unburden the earth from the demonic kings. Therefore, there is a request for the avatar. So Krishna promised to the Vasudeva Nanda that I will appear as your son. So he appeared their son also. But there is four-handed. He appeared there as a four-handed. But Krishna appeared as a normal child, which is his natural Shyama Sundar in his childhood form, his own Swarupa. So what happened to the first one, which was brought by the Vasudev? It merged into the Krishna of Yashoda. The two become one. It's not very easy to understand how two merge, how Radha and Krishna merge together as a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's not known to anybody except Ramananda Raya saw two together. Mahaprabhu gave this darshan to Ramananda Raya, and so only few could understand that Radha and Krishna, two are joined together. They are both joined together as one. So it's not also astonishing. The two together is not a big deal. All the Pandavas, Arjun is an eternal associate of Sri Krishna, his friend. But Indra also entered into the Arjuna to do seva for Krishna. So generally Arjuna is called son of Indra. It's an eternal associate of Krishna. Indra is changing, but Krishna, Arjuna is not changing. Indra is changing every manvantara. Indra changes. Now next Indra comes. So it's possible, even for Nanda Baba, it will come afterwards, that Vasu by name Durana Vasu, enter into the body of original father of Krishna, Nanda Baba, to relish the pastime of childhood's pastime of Krishna. Because this is the question asked by Parikshit Maharaj, that how come Yashoda has that great fortune to nurse the Supreme Personality with her own breast milk. And Pariksha and Sukhdev Goswami said they were Nanda and Dhara and Darun, two Vasu, they were blessed by Brahma. But then in Damodar Leela, Sukhdev was not satisfied with this answer. So he started Damodar Leela, and at the end of Damodar Leela, he said, the great fortune which this Yashoda Gopi got is not available to Brahma, not available to Shiva, not available to Lakshmi. So that fortunate which is not available to Brahma, how can Brahma bless somebody to get that fortune? When Brahma himself has not that fortune, how by blessing of that Brahma some will get that fortune? As Yashoda has, to bind the Krishna. Will Brahma bind the Krishna? Will Shankar dare to bind Krishna? Or the Lakshmi can bind him? No. But this Gopi has done this. So then it is revealed that those Vasu by mercy of Brahma enter into the eternal mother and father of Krishna, Nanda and Yashoda, to relish the childhood pastime. So similarly here the two become one. And then though they are one, but our Acharya says Swayam Bhagavan Krishna and Rohini Nandan Balaram never leave Vrindavan. At the Akrur Ghat, which is right now is still there, there is a place called Akrur Ghat, opposite to the this Pagal Baba Mandir, it is Akrur Ghat, where Akrur Dev has taken his bath. He is an Acharya of Vandana Bhakti. And at that place, original Nandanandan Krishna and Balaram, Rohini Nandan Balaram, they stayed in Vrindavan. They never go out of Vrindavan, one step. But they, in a mood of Vasudeva Krishna and Sankrishna, Adi Mool Sankrishna, they went to the Mathura and Dwarka. That's the Mool Sankrishna. And Vasudeva Krishna. But they are not two personalities. There's a one person. But the different emotions. Different dealing with his own devotees. So in Braj he has a Madhurya dealing. His pastime in Vrindavan is only 11 years more or less. And it is in three places. And to nourish the three type of devotion. In Gokul, he has a pastime, childhood pastime for paternal love, Vatsalya Prem. Then right here in our, where our Krishna Balaram temple is, this Raman Reti, at 5 kilometers Chatikra. This was the place where Nanda Baba was living for more than 3 years. And Krishna here is a pastime with the cowherd boys, herding the calf and cows. That is for the Sakharas, for the friendly pastime. Then they moved to the Nandagaon, which was originally the place of Nanda Baba. But then they moved, Prajanya moved to the Gokul afterwards. So then they were living there, and then they have a pastime of Govardhan lifting, and after that the pastime with the expansion of Radha Rama Rani as a Kaya view gopis, the Madhurya pastime. So three pastimes are nourished along with servitude, which is included in all. That is the Krishna's pastime in a Madhurya in Vrindavan. But then he went to Mathura, there he has Madhurya, but is covered by Aishwarya. The Aishwarya is more prominent there. But here Aishwarya is very hidden. So Srila Prabhupada is writing, if Kansa was already searching for Krishna, if the purificatory process was undertaken by Garga Muni, Kansa might be informed and that would create a catastrophe. It means a big problem for the Brijavasis. It may be argued that although Garga Muni was a priest of Yadu dynasty, Nanda Maharaj also belonged to their dynasty, Prabhupada is writing. Yes, he belongs to the same dynasty because they are coming from the Deva Mead, who is a Yaduvansi. Nanda Maharaj, however, is not acting as a Kshatriya. Prabhupada says, now, Nanda Baba is acting as a Vaishya. He is a Yaduvansi, but he is not acting as a... Well, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, sometimes it says some Yaduvansis are also in a friendly relation with Krishna. But they are not the Yaduvansis of Dwarka. They are actually the Brijavasis, they are also Yaduvansis. they are coming from that generation, they are also called Yaduvansi there. So Balaram is sometimes called Yaduvansi, he is a Yaduvansi, but like Balaram lived in a Vrindavan. So there is a so Prabhupada is also disclosing this secret here, that Nand Baba is also Yaduvansi. But then Srila Prabhupada says, he is not acting as a Yaduvansi. He is acting as a, not as a Kshatriya. Therefore, Garga Muni said, if I act as your priest, this will come from that Krishna is son of Devaki. And then tomorrow, Garga Muni will continue that Kansa is very cruel and he will make some problem with you. But Nanda Baba is determined to get name-giving ceremony by Garga. Acharya and Garga Muni also came for that purpose. So the final conclusion will be that the name-giving ceremony will be performed in a personal cowherd shed of Nanda Baba in his own palace, where these special cows are kept to feed the milk of the cows to the Krishna, Padamaganda. And that is a pure place, there is no need of pre-purification. They will not invite anybody. Only two mothers, two babies and Nanda Baba will be present there. So these are the five, and six is the Garga Muni. So this will be secret name-giving ceremony of Krishna that we will relish in coming days. Thank you very much. Any question or comment? Yes, Brij Bihari ji. Vrindavan Bihari. They are not two persons, number one. They are not two persons. Person is one. All the different Vishnu Tattvas are one. They are not many. The one expand. So, Krishna in Dwarka is thinking of Radharani, though he is in here unmanifest pastime in Vrindavan. He is in Vrindavan unmanifest pastime. He did come from Dwarka to Vrindavan. Couple times he came from there also, according to the Padma Purana and Bhagavatam itself. When Krishna entered Dwarka, the queen said, you are going to Mathura and Hastinapur to meet your relatives and we are feeling separation from you. So outwardly Krishna is same, but inwardly Krishna is a Swayam Bhagavan, stays here. Therefore, when Akrur came here, in all the homes, every gopi was well decorated, churning the butter and singing Krishna's pastime. It means they were never separated from Krishna in one sense. So,
you can say that Krishna also go there, also didn't.
It is also said that in Mathura, when Nanda Baba was returning back without Krishna and Balaram, our Acharya write that then they become two at that time. One remained, one came with Nanda Baba and one remained there. That's also, I think, 3 years back, I think three years back, on Janmashtami, I was speaking Mathura Leela in Amravati. Then when I was reading Acharya's commentary, they said, at that time when Nanda Baba was crying, how can I go without Krishna and Balaram, then one set of Krishna Balaram went with Nanda Baba, in an unmanifest form, and one stayed there. I say, in Chaitanya Leela, we know that the Krishna Balaram, Gaur Nitai was in a deity and Gaur Nitai was there as such, and one were going and one were staying. And this was the pastime with Goridas. Goridas Pandit, right? Ambika Khalna, this is a Gaur Nitai, one is a deity and one is a personal. You stay here, you take one, this or that. So that's inconceivable, it's inconceivable. They are one. There at the same time he is here, at the same time he is Dwarka. Golok never see Akhil, but he is everywhere. But all, Swayam Krishna never goes out of Braj. And that is the whole philosophical point of Raganuga Bhakti. Only in Vrindavan, Krishna's followers, if we follow, then it's called Raganuga Bhakti. If we follow the path, the associate of Krishna in Dwarka, it's not Raganuga Bhakti. If you follow the Krishna's followers in Mathura, it's not Raganuga Bhakti. So there's a difference of mood of Krishna. That is actually what we all, Gaudiya Vaishnava, are mostly focused on. Braj Krishna, Rasaraj Krishna. Because our Rag Bhakti is only possible through Vrindavan Krishna. Same Krishna there, but that's not Rag Bhakti.
See, sometimes going to also for Krishna goes to Dwarka as a Maharshi.
Who said?
Krishna
is Krishna. All other are included in Krishna. When Krishna comes, all his different incarnations, they are within him. And all the demons killed in a Vrindavan were not by Krishna himself. They were killed by Vishnu, who was within him. Because he was coming here simply to teach the love to the people who are interested to love him through his own associates. He has no other business. He is here only to steal butter and herd cows and play on his flutes and play with the gopis and gopis. He has no other business. All other demons, everything is killed within him. There are all incarnations are within him. They are not separate from him. He is a Purana Bhagavan, Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Hare Krishna Maharaj. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Bhakt Vrinda ki jai. Krishna name giving ceremony ki jai. Vidai Gaur Premananda.